Granny Zebner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, Mary Edwards' entrance into the lemonade business hasn't helped her standing any with the probation officer, Uncle Henry Lunsford. So Lum and Abner are forced to work harder than ever to placate the old town marshal so that he'll send good reports to the reformatory regarding Mary's conduct. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. He's talking on the telephone.
Oh, I'll see. Yeah, well, I'll tell him quick as he comes back.
Wonderful. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Abner.
Just a second, Cedric.
Never seen you talking on the telephone.
Yeah, well, I'll tell him, Uncle Henry. Uh-huh. All right, goodbye. Hey, what'd you want today, Cedric? Some more peanut butter?
No, Alma. Just never had nothing to do today, so I thought I'd come over here to do it.
Well, I see.
Me and Whitey Everett was going out hunting squirrels today, but he can't do it now because he's in bed with the measles.
Measles?
Yes, Mom, he got them.
Well.
He got one of them quarantine signs on the house, too.
Quarantine, that is, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Got one of them on Whitey's house. Got it nailed right up there, too.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that about Whitey. Is he bad sick, Cedric?
Mom?
Is he bad sick?
Oh, I don't know. They got a sign up there says he is, though.
Uh-huh.
Got him quarantined.
Yeah, well, did you find out from his mama if she thought he was very sick or not, Cedric? Wait a minute. Here comes Long. I got to tell him something.
What, Mr. Long?
Yeah, say, Long.
Hey, Cedric.
Uncle Henry Lunsford called a while ago.
Yeah, I figured he would. I know he's still trying to make something out of that thing yesterday where Mary taking the lemons and the kettle off Miss Pomeroy's porch. But we better not discuss that now in front of C-E-D-R-I-C.
How?
Well, let's spell Cedric. I know that good.
Oh, yeah. Well, this one about that, though, Long.
You weren't?
No.
Well, what's he done now? Studied up something new to make slaves out of us over?
No, he just called up to tell you about that sister of his.
Sister? Yeah. Sylvia?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, my goodness. That homely old sour-faced sister lives in Fort Smith.
Well, she don't live in Fort Smith no more, Long. She's going to live here in Pine Ridge with Uncle Henry now.
She is?
Yeah, got in here last night.
Well, that's good enough. Serves Uncle Henry right. Just about what that varmint deserves. Having her come to live with. Them two will more than likely drive one another stark raving mad crazy inside of 3 weeks.
Oh, at least that.
Well, what did he call up to tell us that for?
Well, she wants to get herself a job here in town, so Uncle Henry thought you could take her around to different places and see if you couldn't help her get a job.
I'm supposed to get Sylvia Lunsford a job?
Yeah, and Macmillan's has invited her over to their place for supper tonight, and Uncle Henry said he'd fixed it so that you can go along with her.
He did?
Yeah.
A very idea. If he ain't got an arm.
I told him I'd tell you. I never knowed what else to do.
So he thinks he's going to marry me off to that sister of his, does he?
I don't know.
Well, I ain't going to do it, I can tell you that. Tell him and everybody else, too.
Well, now, Lum, you got to do it. You know, marrying that probations and all that stuff.
Oh, now, that's just going a little too far. That's one thing I know I ain't going to do. I ain't going to go nowhere with Sylvia Lunsford.
Yeah, but, Lum, Uncle Henry said if you do this, why, he might forget about that lemon and... I reckon I better not tell you that in front of S-E-D-R-I-K.
Well, I believe you spelled it wrong there, Mr. Abner.
I never done no such a thing. I know how to spell your name better than you do, Cedric.
Lum.
Well, anyway, Lum, that's why you got to do this, if you understand what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, I got it. But, Grannies, I just can't stand to be around that woman. That's all they are to
it. But you're doing it for Mary's sake, though, Lum.
Wait a minute. I believe that's our ring, right?
I don't know. I'll see. John, I'm down store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Yeah, he's back. Just a minute. Here, Lum, Uncle Henry.
I don't want to talk to him. Tell him I can't make it.
Well, you better have an awful good reason or you know what'll happen now.
That's right. Well, tell him I got to set up with a sick friend. Tell him that. Go on.
Hello, Uncle Henry. Lum says he'd love to go with your sister, but he just can't do it. He's got to set up with a sick feller.
I never said I'd love to go with her, but...
Why, it's Cedric Weehawk. Yeah.
How's that spell with a C or a S?
Oh, he's awful sick. Why, he's got the measles.
I have.
He must have caught him from Whitey Abbott.
Oh, doggone it anyways.
Well, I reckon his mama and papa could sit up with him, but, he just keeps asking for Lom, and Lom says maybe some other time he can go out with your sister.
I must have got him reading that sign.
Yeah.
Catched him through my eyes.
Yeah, all right. Goodbye.
Granny, you done good there, Abner. I'm proud of you.
Good for me.
Just quick thinking.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you think he believed it all right?
Well, he acted suspicious at first, but I think I finally convinced him.
Whereabouts do I hurt the most, reckon?
Huh?
Am I bad sick, Mr. Abner?
Oh, well, you ain't actual sick, Sid.
I heard you say I was.
I just told Uncle Henry.
Well, now, if I'm sick, I might as well know it. You don't have to spell out my name no more. Have I got red spots on my face yet?
Cedric, you ain't sick.
Well, if I got the measles, I am. Or to be in bed right now. I don't feel very good. Can I lay down on that pile of horse blankets over there?
For the land's sake, Cedric, come on back here. You're all right.
Yeah, you don't need to lay down or nothing like that, Cedric. Ain't them kind of measles.
Well, I better. I'm getting to feel worse all the time.
Oh, my goodness, it's imagination.
It sure comes over you fast, don't it? When I come in here a little bit ago, I felt perfect good. Now look at me.
Listen, Cedric, you ain't got the measles.
Get the phone, Abner. I'll try and straighten Cedric out on the measles.
Yeah. I jot him down to one library.
Just look at my tongue, Mr. Bond.
How's that, Uncle Henry?
I don't want to look at your tongue. Ain't nothing wrong with
it. Oh, you called over Cedric's house, huh? Yeah,
never felt so bad in my life.
Well, natural. He ain't at home because he's over here. Yeah, we're taking care of him here at the store. Well, you see, it come over him awful fast. When he come in here a little bit ago, it just felt perfect all right.
Just exactly the way it happened. Just come over me all of a sudden.
No, you better not come over here and see him, Uncle Henry, because,
Well, I have to be quarantined, Mr. Long.
We're quarantined in here, that's why.
I think so, Cedric.
Yeah, that's why his mama and papa can't set up with him and why Lom has to do it.
Kenny, this is working out good.
Yeah, well, I'll tell Cedric that. Yeah, all right, Uncle Henry. Yeah, goodbye.
Granny Abner, I believe you're getting smart.
Huh?
You're getting to be more like me.
Oh, it ain't really nothing. Hardly. Say, Cedric, Uncle Henry said to tell you that he hopes you get well quick.
Boy, I hope so, too. I never felt so sick in all my life, I don't believe.
Well,
I got pains.
Doggies, wait a minute here. Mom, you don't reckon Cedric has got the measles, do you?
Oh, no, I felt of his head. He ain't got no fever or nothing like that.
What if he did have them, though, and we'd catch them from him?
Oh, there ain't no danger there. And even if we did get them, that'd still be a whole lot more enjoyable than having to be around Sylvia Lunsford, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I believe I'd have my druthers. I'd rather have the measles than to have to be around that woman.
Take the measles every time. Oh, say, before I forget it, we better get a cardboard and print measles on it.
Measles?
Yeah. Better have that tacked up in front just in case Uncle Henry comes snooping around.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea, because he'll more like to do it. Yeah, that's a good
quarantine
idea.
Quarantine sign.
Yeah.
I believe that's our ring again. I'll get it while you make the sign.
Yeah, I'll fix it right now.
Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. Lum Edwards talking. Ma? Oh, well, now, don't you worry, Miss Weehan. Cedric's all right.
No, Mama, I ain't.
Be quiet, Cedric. Yeah, well, we are quarantined in here, but he ain't serious at all. No, I'll explain the whole thing to you sometime. Well, now, just don't you worry. Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. All right, Miss Weehan, I'll let you know if he gets any worse. But don't worry. Not at all, not at all. Goodbye. Thanks, I wish I could have explained everything to her right now, but I just didn't dare to take the chance. Uncle Henry's more than likely listening in on the party line.
Yeah, that's just about like him, all right. How this sign look, Mom? Look there.
Wait a minute. Measles is spelled M-E-A, not M-E-E.
Oh.
And I believe there's two L's in it, too, Abner.
Two of them, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll just put another one on the end here, then.
No, it don't go on the end.
Huh?
It goes there in the middle somewhere.
Middle, huh? I'll just put a little L right up here. That's enough. That's two of them in there.
I don't know. Let me look at that.
Right there.
I reckon they'll know what that is.
Why, sure. You can tell that's me.
Whereabouts do you hurt the most when you got the measles?
I don't know, Cedric. Whereabouts do you think your pains at?
Well, I can't seem to locate them, definite. I know whereabouts they're supposed to be. Well, maybe I can find them.
You ain't got none to find, Cedric.
Well, I must have some, because I'm sick. Have I got red spots yet?
Why, no, Cedric, of course not. For the land's sakes alive.
Here, Abner, hand me the sign. And I'll go out and pack it up.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Here, hammer's laying right there on the counter.
Mr. Abner, look at me close and see if you can't see just a few red spots on me.
Well, Cedric, I know
the phone there.
All right, I'll get it. You ain't got the measles, Cedric, but I'll look it. Hi, Dogis, wait a minute. No. I believe you are getting some red spots. Here, let me answer the phone here first. Sit down there and rest yourself. Got him now, it's the one library. Oh, how'd you hear about Cedric Walt? Oh, Miss Weehunt told you, huh?
I make out a wheel like.
How's that, Walt?
I'm gonna leave all my stuff.
Uh-huh. What'd you say, Walt? I can't hear nothing. Cedric, be quiet.
Tell Mr. Walt I won't be able to work tonight at the defense plant.
Well, you won't have to, Cedric. What's that, Walt? Well, you don't need to do that. Well, yeah, I reckon you ought to take care of your workers, but I don't... Well, all right, if it's a company rule you made, well, it's all right, I guess, Walt. Huh? Oh. Yeah, well, all right, Walt. Goodbye. Dogis, come here, Lom. Look here, I believe Cedric has got the measles. Look at them red spots on his face there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we are quarantined sure enough, then.
Huh?
Better call Doc Miller, Abner.
Yeah, well, I was just talking to Walt Bates on the phone there, and he says they're going to send a company nurse over to take care of Cedric.
Company nurse?
Yeah.
I never knowed they had one.
Yeah, well, they just now hired a new one, Sylvia Lunsford.
Sylvia Lunsford?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, that means we're going to be quarantined in the store here with her.